How are we doing, guys? Yeah. My name's Coach Stewart. I'm the golf coach here at Ben Davis High School. Glad for the invite and glad to have you guys on the show.
Thank you for coming to you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
So, I played golf myself as a fellow golfer, in air quotes, because I'm not that great. What would you say is the most fundamental thing about the team right now?
Oh, man. The most fundamental thing about the team is just, I feel like our overall work ethic and our drive to be successful right now. You know, thankfully, I've got a lot of guys back on our team who was on our team last year. So I feel like they're kind of getting better with the whole idea of understanding what it takes to win.
Yeah.
So, you know, they kind of know that. And I've got some great senior leadership and, you know, Levi Pierpont, Nick Brown, those guys are great. Marcos Estrada. Wesley Faith, those are the seniors on our team, and they, you know, they've been around for a little bit. Outside of Marcos, Marcos is his first year, but you know, Levi's been pretty successful with some all county selections and, you know, all conference and things like that, and he's got a lot of experience. So, you know, I feel like he understands what it takes to win, and that's great for our younger guys to be able to see that and watch how he approaches the game.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, Levi's been great. Cameron Jones, sophomore. He's been outstanding as well. Just his approach to golf overall. But yeah, so I think I would answer with that.
Yeah.
Just kind of our drive. Our drive and how we approach practice is definitely
the biggest things about that.
For sure.
I was gonna ask. Oh, I always forget my question for some reason. So golf is going on right now, correct?
Correct.
How's it going, really? That's my question.
So, this year's been great. This year's been great. We're off to a pretty good start overall. We finished ninth in county this year, which is our best finish in several years since I've been on. Cameron Jones finished third, so that, you know, that's kind of big time.
That is cool.
So he's competing with the best of best around here. So he's right where he wants to be, and once again, he's just a sophomore, so that's kind of the bright spot so far this year. But, yeah, our season's off to a good start. We're, you know, we got a lot of guys contributing, and I feel like we have yet to play our best golf. So I think that's kind of the most encouraging thing is that as a team we can get a lot better from a score perspective.
Yeah.
So that's what's nice.
Yeah. So for people who don't know golf, how would you describe it to them, if you know what I mean? People who've, like, looked at it and been like, this is kind of dumb. I wouldn't want to do that ever. How would you describe that to somebody?
Yeah, well, golf can be very relaxing. You know, it's kind of nice to grab some buddies and go hit some balls at the driving range. But at the same time, as whenever expectations come, you know, golf's one of those activities or sports that can be also very frustrating, just because, you know, you get pretty decent at it. And the ways that you hit the ball, and all of a sudden it doesn't do that one day. So, you know, that's kind of what some of our guys struggle with a little bit too, is how they deal with failure a little bit. So golf is definitely a game of failure.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how much we want it to be perfect in our shots to be perfect, but, you know, sometimes you pick up a golf club and the ball just doesn't go, you know, where you're anticipating it to go. So that can be frustrating as well.
But. Yeah, I can kind of agree with that.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
It's kind of a two-parter, so bear with me on this one. How long have you been golfing?
How long have I been? So I've been golfing since I was about a junior or senior in high school. So I actually didn't play golf in high school. I was a baseball guy. So I really picked up golf whenever I got into college, because at that time, you know, my spring season was open. And so some buddies and I decided to pick up golf, and we kind of took off with it. So I've been playing for about 15 years or so.
Okay. So a lot of things happen in the spring. What made you specifically choose golf over, say, I don't know, soccer or going
other stuff?
Other stuff that happened in college. What made you choose specifically golf?
Well, you know, like I said earlier, it's just golf's a very relaxing game. It can be. And you know, it's something that you do as it's kind of, there's a lot of, like, social aspect to golf as well. So, like I said, golf's a game that you do with a lot of your friends, whereas, you know, you can shoot baskets in your hoop, in, you know, outside of your, you know, at the park or whatever, all by yourself, or, you know, you can practice swings and baseball by yourself, but I feel like golf is more something that you do from a social aspect. So it's kind of that camaraderie with golf and just a chance that you get to kind of hang out with your friends while you're, you know, playing the sport of golf. So I think that's kind of what's a little different. It's kind of like similar to like throwing a football or throwing a baseball. You know, you're doing that with one of your friends, or maybe you have a dad that dad and a son kind of play catch or whatever. So yeah. Golf is something that you don't necessarily do individually. I mean, you can, but at the same time, I think that's kind of why I picked it up, is we saw it as an opportunity to kind of hang out together as a group of friends and mm-hmm. also have a good time playing golf.
I was going to say, because me and my dad, that's kind of what we do. Instead of like playing catch or throwing a football outside, we'll go play golf, or like I'll do it with my grandpa sometimes, because
mm-hmm.
I live close to the golf course in Pittsburgh, if you know where that
Quail
is.
Creek?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I go there sometimes, or there's the smaller one. Do you know the smaller one? That's like on the edge, right on, right down. I always forget that road name because I go down it every day. But right there, there's Quail Creek. I can't say words today, yeah. But Quail Creek, because I tried out for the Tri-West team.
Okay.
I didn't work out.
Yeah, no,
but
okay.
Yeah.
Keep playing, man.
Yeah.
Keep playing.
But that's where we went to practice, and I think that's where they practice a lot.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, I agree with you on the patience and the soothing part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very relaxing kind of sport.
Yeah.
Or like you said about sometimes it's not your day, because I can agree with that. Because yeah. Last time I played, I was doing good halfway through. Then it just disappeared, and I didn't know what happened.
Yeah.
And I kept missing.
Yep, that happens a lot. That happens a lot, especially for the younger guys. You know, it's
– Yeah.
And even, for guys that's been playing for a long time, you know, we've seen Tiger Woods be very successful recently, but, you know, it's taken him, 10 years to kind of get back to where he was. So, you know, golf's a game where you can kind of be down and out for a while, and, you know, it's up to you as the individual to kind of pick it back up and get it kind of turned back around. So
yeah. Well, you got anything else to say? Anything else to
add? No, that's what I got. Go Giants. Yeah. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Thank you for coming. Yeah.
You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.